US President Barack Obama has told Congress his country should not impose new sanctions on Iran if it is serious in negotiations with Tehran over its nuclear energy program. Obama, who has been speaking to reporters in his last press briefing of the year, has refreshed his warnings that any new sanctions against Iran could derail the current diplomatic efforts to resolve the differences with Iran.
And in light of all that, what I've said to members of Congress, Democrats and Republicans, is there is no need for new sanctions legislation. If we're serious about negotiations, we've got to create an atmosphere in which Iran is willing to move in ways that are uncomfortable for them and contrary to their ideology and rhetoric and their instincts and their suspicions of us. And we don't help get them to a position where we can actually resolve this by engaging in this kind of action.
Obama says he understands why some U.S. lawmakers want to look tough on Iran, but he says the U.S. must give diplomacy a chance. Obama has further repeated threats that the U.S. keeps all options on the table regarding Iran if it fails to comply to the terms of the nuclear deal that Tehran signed with the P5+1 last month.
I've been very clear from the start. I mean what I say. It is my goal to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, but I sure would rather do it diplomatically. I'm keeping all options on the table, but if I can do it diplomatically, that's how we should do it.
Obama says any alternative to the path of diplomacy towards Iran would have unintended consequences for the U.S., and he added that it would be in the interests of the American people to resolve the Iran issue diplomatically. Obama's remarks come a day after Congress put a bill on the floor to slap new sanctions on Iran if it breaches the terms of the nuclear deal reached in Geneva last month. The new sanctions would also force the U.S. administration to support Israel militarily, diplomatically and economically in the event Tel Aviv decided to launch an attack on Iran's nuclear sites.